Hey everybody, it's Insomnia Radio, San Francisco!
From the noise pop capital of the world, welcome to Insomnia Radio San Francisco.
Chip food. with a girl I met, quite innocent. So why does she speak of leaving? Why does she speak of leaving? She covered me in roses, and now she
everybody. This is Scott. I'm back after a very long, unexpected absence away from the show. But this is episode 45 of Insomnia Radio San Francisco. I'm glad to be back. And the track you just heard was from a band out of Boston. They're called the Blizzard of 78, and that was their track Give. And to start off the show was Music for Animals. They're from San Francisco, or at least from the Bay Area. And the track was called Worry. For all the show notes, go to sf.insomniaradio.net. Links to the bands, links to their music, and so forth, etc. Well, I said, if you've noticed, I have been gone for quite a while. I had a family vacation for a week that culminated in my 20-year high school reunion. As scary as that sounds. Boy, what a trippy, surreal weekend. A couple of nights of cocktail parties and dinners and dances. And it was just weird seeing all those people in the same place after so many years, many of whom I have lost touch with. But it was nice to reconnect with a ton of them. And then there was the 4th of July holiday, which, that week was kind of crazy. And I was ill part of it. And blah, blah, blah. Excuses. Enough excuses, Scott. I'm just glad to be back. I've had this set list in my ears for well over a month, since even before I recorded the last show, which came out on June 14th. And today is July 11th. So yeah, it's been a month. I don't want that to happen again. I apologize. And I will try to do better in the future. All right, coming up is one of my new favorite bands. They're called Hallelujah the Hills. They're also from Boston, Massachusetts. And this is Wave Backwards to Massachusetts.
Chinese baby speaking backwards. My people in the cabin keep an eye on loggers preparing for battle. And textbooks grow like they know where we're going, but it's just a guess they planted in the pages. And flags are grow like they know what we're sowing, a certain kind of stars into the fabric. We'll be right back.
Scotty on his radio show.
Perhaps we are a different kind, a new breed of the same old song and dance. We live killing time. The past is gone, but I am still alive.
Scott, what's up? I just wanted to say hey from my personal email as well. I agree with you on MySpace. Since it can't be organized, it's so difficult to keep up with. Anyway, I'll keep you updated on any future shows or anything out west. I should be working on that stuff real soon. Do you recommend any places in San Fran that would be worth trying to get a show at? Thanks. Patrick Keenan. Now, Patrick Keenan, that was an email that he sent to me earlier this week, and he is the brainchild behind the Winter Sounds, whose track you just heard that was Gone to Save Mankind. And I am shamelessly in love with this band. I don't know if shamelessly is the right word, actually. But I will play them any chance I get. And I apologize if they're not your cup of tea and if you feel like I'm force-feeding them down your throats. But this is about the third episode in the last 8 or 10 that I've played them. and I just can't get enough of them. My God, it's amazing. Their album, Porcelain Empire, was just released a couple of weeks ago on June 26th. It's out on Livewire Records. Go to Livewire or Livewire Recordings. Yes, LivewireRecordings.net to find out more about them. And they are phenomenal. They're touring all over the South, the East Coast, the Midwest. And as Patrick said in the email, he hopes to come out here later this fall. And I did send him some suggestions earlier in the spring of places to play, but I will definitely send him additional suggestions and cannot wait for them to finally make it out here. And to start off that set was, once again, Hallelujah the Hills with Wave Backwards to Massachusetts. And if you are at all a fan of Guided by Voices, or at least have a passing knowledge of them, then that song pretty much encapsulates what a lot of mid-90s Guided by Voices was all about. Just phenomenal stuff. I heard that track first on The Filler at thefiller.com. That's P-H-I-L-L-E-R.com. And later that evening, I went on to eMusic and bought the whole album, and it's fantastic. It's called Collective Psychosis Be Gone, with tracks similar to that one, but also a lot of more psychedelic, space-agier type of... I just love making up words. All right, here is The Race with Feathers on Insomnia Radio, San Francisco.
We'll be right back.
My Daddy's Radio.
Los Angeles, California. That was Aim Story with The March, The Parade. And to kick off this set was Chicago, Illinois' The Race with Feathers. Did I just say Illinois? That was stupid. Once again, take the kid away from the mic and he just gets all marble mouthed. Yeah, The Race is from Chicago, Illinois. And the track was Feathers. Both of those tracks are courtesy of IOTA PromoNet. As always, I want to thank those guys. And so I've taken you kind of crisscrossing the country. We've been to Boston a couple of times. We went down to, we went over to Chicago. We hit Los Angeles. And we kicked off the show, though, with a band from San Francisco. And the last two tracks in this episode, because I'm going to keep it kind of on the short and sweet side, are from Northern California, so I didn't totally abandon my area. Coming up is Sweet on Stereo. That is Colby from Bidwell. You may recall I played a Sweet on Stereo, take two, deep breath. Okay, I played a Sweet on Stereo song way back in the episode numbers in the 20s. I did a kind of a singer-songwriter thing. And this is a new song from him. Well, it's not terribly new, but he sent it to me a couple months ago in the chance that I might play it. It's called Rooftops. It's really good. And so I hope you like it. And he is from the Sacramento/Auburn area. Not Auburn, Roseville, something like that. Yes, somewhere in the Sacramento area. Okay, before I go totally stupid on you and you just throw your MP3 player or punch your monitor in disgust, I'm going to close it out then. Finally, with a band from San Francisco called Everything Gone Green and their track Headshot. So coming up, Sweet on Stereo and Everything Gone Green, plus a promo from my friend Angie B. So I hope you have enjoyed this show. I promise to try to not let too much time go in between shows, because I know it's frustrating for me as a podcast listener when that happens to my favorite shows. But it's summertime. What can you say? So coming up, Sweet on Stereo, Everything Gone Green, Angie B. Contact me, scott@insomniaradio.net. Go to the site, sf.insomniaradio.net. And I hope you have a good week. Take care of each other. Be well. See you then. Bye.
picture. She's got someone for me. I've got a wonderful picture of a headshot and a body. I've got a wonderful picture. She's got someone for me. I've got a wonderful picture of a headshot and a body. Oh, 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 oh. I've got the picture. She's got the picture.
It's Angie B, hostess of the Chillcast on Podshow. The Chillcast features a sexy, sophisticated mix of Podsafe music to start your week off right. Kick back, relax. Let me soothe you and groove you with a silky smooth mix of electronica, jazz, R&B, world beat, and pop music from the freshest new releases available on the Podosphere. The Chillcast also offers exclusive tracks direct from bands, special half-hour artist features, CD giveaways, and extended DJ mixes, plus that special Angie B touch. Adam Curry says I have the sexiest voice in podcasting, and my listeners agree. The Chillcast is your weekly half-hour of scheduled downtime, so come check it out at thechillcast.podshow.com.